Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, O Lord my God, I offer you my highest praise and I thank you for the hope you have given me, the hope of eternal life. Lord my God, I offer you my highest praise and I thank you for the hope of eternal life which you have given me. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to our God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please arise in your mercy and deliver me from all my fears in the name of Jesus Christ. Most gracious God, my Heavenly Father, please arise in your mercy and deliver me from all my fears. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 49, verse 6 to 15. Psalm 49, from verse 6 to verse 15. I'll read from the easy-to-read version. I read now. They think their wealth will protect them. They brag about how rich they are. But no one has enough to buy back a life, and you cannot bribe God. You will never get enough money to pay for your own life. You will never have enough to buy the right to live forever and keep your body out of the grave. Look, the wise die, the same as fools and stupid people. They die and leave their wealth to others. The grave will be their new home forever, and how much land they owned will not make any difference. People might be wealthy, but they cannot stay here forever. They will die like the animals. That is what happens to all who trust in themselves, and to anyone who accepts their way of life. They are just like sheep, but the grave will be their pen. Death will be their shepherd. When money comes, the good people will enjoy victory. As the bodies of the proud slowly rot in the grave, far away from their fancy houses. But God will pay the price to save me from the grave. He will take me to be with him. Full stop. Praise God. These 10 verses of scripture is a pungent message. It is the truth presented to us as naked as it is. And it does not need any further explanation. We are to understand it as plainly as it is and let it ginger us the more to cultivate the mentality of a pilgrim and to live the life of a pilgrim even here on earth. In verse 15, the psalmist says, but God will pay the price to save me from the grave. We need to know that this is an Old Testament statement. That was before the birth, the life, and the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. In this New Testament era, we know that God has already paid the price. Because God's only Son, Jesus Christ, was killed as our Passover lamb at Calvary about 2,000 years ago. Those who believe in him are saved souls. They are children of God, and they should live as pilgrims on this earth to please the Heavenly Father who has done so much for us. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you because, unlike verse 15 of Psalm 49 in the book of Psalms, which says God will pay, we in the New Testament era, we can confidently say God has paid. We thank you for the huge price you paid for our salvation, for our total redemption. Thank you, Holy Father. And by your grace, we will live as pilgrims here. We will live as spiritually wise people here. We will live to please you. We'll follow our Savior Jesus Christ. And we know that you will ransom our souls from the power of the grave. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.